It's it never ends.
Novelty.
And I've begun all over again. What the hell is wrong with me? I don't take responsibility for that last one.
Tell me what to do.
Spike,
you're my brother.
What did you you went out to Sarasota on Thursday?
Josh Wilson
of Big Top Brewing had the Furious Five out there.
Big ups to Josh and I guess his other partner Dean over there at the Big Top Brewery. It was something called the Cock and Bull or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Dean runs the bands. Josh has two other partners, but Dean runs the bands and everything.
Oh, he does that? Okay.
Yeah.
So Wells and I, matter of fact, hooked up Wells and we drove out there yesterday to go see Grandmaster Flash, the Furious Five, and Sugar Hill Gang. Well, it was an interesting little tidbit. We get there because the information said the doors open at 6.
Right.
And so I figured, okay, the bands will play at 7. So anyway, so we get there at 6, you know, plenty of time. And Josh says, see Dean, because I had sent him that information because I said, I want to be the VIP. I don't want to be out there with the rest of the cattle because I think I'm somebody. So anyway, we get there and then I asked for Dean and the security guy said, well, there he is over there. So I said,
right.
So Dean looks at me, hey, what you want? I'm busy. I'm real busy. I said, oh, this is
you telling me the mic on the mic card didn't work?
Really? I'm like, whoa. So then I told him who it was. He said, oh, okay, I'm sorry. He says, yeah, go to it over there, and they got your information on the list and yada,
right,
yada, yada.
Right.
So we go there. Now it's like 6:15, 6:20, and I said, okay, we got a while to wait. So Wells and I get some food. And then this other band, big shout out to, I think his name is Sean. A listener of the show.
Right.
Him and his band go there. He's a 50-something-year-old short guy.
Right.
So him and his band says, okay, we're going to entertain y'all a little while before Sugar Hill and them come on.
Right.
Homeboy start rapping and pumping and thumping music. And Will's like, whoa, we didn't see that coming. he was getting it in. I guess as a young kid, he was kind of like, what's the name of that group that Drew likes?
The Beastie Boys.
Yeah. They kind of could have had that type of flavor, I would guess. And he was rapping and doing
was it just him as a solo?
No, it was him and four of the guys, I think, in the band.
Okay.
And it was actual band playing music.
Oh, I like
making rap songs.
I like that.
Which was kind of cool.
An actual band playing music. Listen up, Madonna.
So
in Tampa.
We had that rocking and jamming, right? And so then between songs, Sean, I think is what he said his name, Sean hollers out, hey, everybody, welcome to Baby Friday. Whoa, what is this?
Hey, he stole that from Wells if he's a listener. Wow.
That's what he was saying. He was like,
wow.
Whoa, get out of here. He said, welcome to Baby Friday. That's Thursday if y'all don't know what I'm talking about. So we sit there and we laugh about that. So now Dean comes and gives me the VIP pass to go, you know, backstage, the soundstage. So he says, when they get here, you know, I'll let you know you can go back there and meet them. So, you know, of course, like 7:20, they come around.
Right.
And then I see them all hanging around the van.
Now, Furious Five or Sugar Hill Gang?
All of them.
All right.
Around the Winnebago or the trailer. That's what it was. The trailer.
Right.
You can see them. They're going in and out. And then every once in a while, somebody will pull a girl from the audience. And she go back there.
There and do what? What's going on?
No,
right?
I guess they know him. They're outside the trailer.
Are there any ugly girls getting pulled from the stage?
She was dressed to the nines, so I think she must have. I think she knew them.
Right, right, right.
They went and pulled her out off the table and put her back there. So anyway, I go back and say, hey, Wells, let's go back there. And so we go round to the side, and Sugar Hill Gangs, two of those guys, I think it's only like three of them left. I don't know how many it was. It was like five in the group. And I think one of them is in jail. But
this is what I'll tell you about the Sugar Hill Gang. I don't think there's an original member. There's some confusing history with the guys that are actually on the record. Like Wonder Mike, I think he was replaced away.
It's just
there was, you know, someone owned the name and the concept. I saw a documentary on it once. I would have to go back.
So anyway, one of the Sugar Hill Gangs was outside talking to one of the girls that I saw go back there. And I was like, okay, he sees me, says, what's up? I said, yeah, man, I would like to talk to Scorpio. Is he in there? He said, oh, yeah, he's in the trailer. Hold on a second. So I said, this is going to be. So he goes and opens the door in the trailer, and he looks,
right.
leans his head in. And I guess he said, hey, Spike on the mic is out here. And then this is me.
And then he said, who?
Yeah, this is me, man. He said, huh? What?
Is that what he said? Yeah,
this is what I thought I heard, right? Because I saw the Sugar Hill Gang guy just close the door. And he come walk back to me. I said, oh, this is going to be funny.
I call the light.
Yeah, what the hell is that? And I want to throw Wells under the because Wells is ready to jet. He said, I wasn't part of this.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
This ain't me. I'm not with you on this one.
Three of the Furious Five come out and start whipping ass.
So then later on,
hold on. So I've missed something here, I think, or maybe I talked over. So you go up to the door.
The Sugar Hill guys.
And when the Sugar Hill guys and say, hey, let Scorpio know that Spike on the mic is here.
Right.
And you
he said, huh? I said, you tell him Spike on the mic. He was on the show last other night. And
he said,
okay, hold on a second.
So he
Sugar Hill game was like, okay, whatever this.
Right.
He gave me the groupie, which I wasn't.
Right.
So I saw him open the trailer door, and
And he goes, hey, Spike on the mic is here.
Yeah, or he said, dude, there's some idiot out here. One of the words, it didn't look inviting. I'll be honest with you, it didn't look inviting.
Right.
Like, oh, God. Then Will backed up. I said, well, where you going to come back out here?
Well, did he come out?
So he closed the door, and then Scorpio did come out.
He did? Yeah, how quickly?
It wasn't 30 seconds.
Okay.
But it looked, because everybody else was with somebody, right?
Right.
They knew each other. They were talking and laughing. They said, here come these two clowns.
Right.
So then Scorpio comes out. Hey, man, how you doing that? He says, yes. I think they must have done some other radio stations.
I'm sure they had.
Yeah, because I said, yeah, I'm spiking the mic. And he says, oh, spiking the mic. And he has a burn turn. Somebody, oh, you the N-words.
Yeah.
That's that crazy question about fighting. Fighting Cool J. I said, yeah, dog, that was, he says, man, I really enjoyed the interview. I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
You guys were good. And I said, yeah, well, you know, you can hear our signal way down here in Sarasota. Oh, yeah, really? And I told him about, you know, we're on the biggest FM station probably in at least the Tampa, Bay, Florida area. I'm like, man, that is really cool. So he sat there and talked with us a little while. And that's when we did get a little picture. But the interesting thing is when I told the Sugar Hill Gang guy that, hey, Spike on the mic is out here, Sean, who was in that band before, they were it was during the break. It was like during intermission. They were changing sets or something.
Right.
Sean walks by. Oh man, that's Spike and the Mikey Wells right there. Man, I listen to you all the time. And Wells said, I know because you stole our
Now let me ask you, was Scorpio around when Sean goes, hey, Spike on the mic?
He might have been coming out because they actually at that point we kind of was somebody then.
Right,
because Sean and his band, all the guys. Oh man, that's Spike and Mike. Because you heard 102.5. That's them right there. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
He come over there and give us some dap and all that. So that's when the Sugar Hill Gang guy, and then right as Scorpio coming out, they say, okay, these guys are probably supposed to be back here.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, we clown Sean.
What did Sean say when Wells called him out?
He says, well, yeah, I mean, I listen to y'all every night. I love y'all. He says, I got to listen to y'all to steal something.
Did you invite him on the show to do freestyle on the show?
Nah.
Why?
Because you just thought of it. I just thought of it.
Well, but I just thought of it right.
Yeah, we were just clowning the man half the time.
I understand, but if he's as good as you say, we should have him in.
Okay, everybody over there was 50 plus.
Okay.
I don't know why that makes a difference.
It really doesn't. Yeah, that's why I said okay. Like I said, it's probably because it doesn't make it okay. It yeah, right? Talent is talent, you know?
It was good. I guess they're jamming. Actually, they're probably jamming right now because it's a two-day event. And Sean and his band, he told me the name of his band. I apologize. I don't remember the name of it. But they're opening for them again tonight, I assume.
Let me tell you something, people, if you're out there. Give Spike copious notes and information. Just write it down and put it in his hand. Because if you're banking on him being able to remember anything about you and any of the details that would be pertinent to anything, it's not going to happen.
But what was interesting, Sugar Hill opened for Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, Sugar Hill, they got the two songs, but when people talk about more hip hop artists have been inspired by Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
Got that.
Sugar Hill.
Well, I thought, and the more people knew Sugar Hill, than Grandmaster Flash and Furious Five.
Yeah, but I'll point out again, I don't even think there's an original member in that band.
They probably were like a house band because it was only, I'm going to say, three of those guys on. It was two in front rapping, and then they had a DJ in the back
when Sugar Hill came out. There was three. I believe initially there were three.
And I can't, listen, I am not a promoter or a band. I've never been in Sugar Hill Gang band. But they came out with
Spike, I'm sorry, you've never been in the Sugar Hill Gang?
I knew it's hard to believe.
Oh, you just not telling me that? I could have swore I heard you on Cochise, spitting fire. That wasn't you?
But I don't do their set playlists or nothing, but they came out with their first jam that everybody knew.
Rapper's Delight.
No, it wasn't even that one. It was another. I knew the song.
I got it. Hold on.
But the thing is, after that song, they played. They said this is a big hit for us when we were in Europe. And they played this song I've never heard. And it was their song, but it was a Europe song. And I'm like, okay, y'all, you're losing the crowd with this one.
That did not sound good.
Because, you know, honestly, the audience, we're in Sarasota, you know, at the place is kind of.
Oh, by the way, I said Cochise. I got my Indians wrong. Apache.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
Now, big up there to. No, they didn't. It wasn't that one.
This wasn't this one?
Nope. Wait, hold on a second. Yeah, they came out with this.
Yeah, I mean, you got Rapper's Delight, you got Apache. I don't know what else they got.
No, they didn't do this one. Because I was...
Wasn't this?
Because that one has that signature doom hip thrust thing. And no one was doing that.
Well, does the song sound familiar?
Maybe because I know the song. Play another one.
I said, it's Rapper's Delight. Yeah, I said a hip hop hip. That was it. That one.
They have to have three songs because
they
came out with a different. But everybody knew the song.
All right, man.
But
I mean,
the second song they played, I can't say nobody knew. I didn't know it at all. And I was like, why would they go with the Europe number one song? Go ahead and play these songs. You know, but you know, and then I was thinking, and I saw an interview with.
I mean, listen, you have to play if you've got two hits. You got to pad it out.
You got to stretch it out.
Yeah, well, you got to pad it out with something. So they played this song, right? They had one.
Yeah, this is when they came out with. This is when they came out with.
Yeah, this was the big hit, yeah.
Like, is this the one with Government Eat No Cheese?
Oh, my God, yes, Mike. Well, I don't know how you can go to a concert
they didn't
and know
play this
nothing
one
about
this,
it.
We hit,
so it wasn't this one?
Maybe
that's all they got, Mike. That's all they got.
If it is, if that's the one, they never got to the chicken tastes like wood. They never got to that song, to that part in the song.
I don't think because that guy's out of the band. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. But as you point out, it's a very long song, and maybe they just, you know, they gave you the edit.
Yeah, but yeah. We had a good time, and the food was delicious over there. The place is kind of like. Is it not Shepherd's? What's the name of that reggae bar that was on Bears everybody used to go to?
Jerk Hut?
Not on Bears. It's on Florida. Is it Bears? On Nebraska. Everybody used to go to it. It's right
Jerk Hut?
Okay, it's right across from where the new CarMax place is on the corner of Bears and 275.
I'm going to say it one more time. Jerk Hut?
No, it wasn't that jerk. And they just recently closed down, or maybe opened it back up. It was a very popular spot where a lot of bands, reggae bands, and people used to go and play on. And they got a big tree right in the middle of the spot, and it's on Nebraska.
I keep wanting to say the Jerk Hut, but I could be.
But you know, it's not the Jerk Hut.
Why?
Okay, you know where cars met cars.
Yeah, Mac? I know what you're talking about. That's what I thought, but I could be wrong. I wouldn't have seen Sugar Hill Gang. Hold on. Although Rapper's Delight was an instant hit, the Sugar Hill Gang would never reach the top of the charts again. They released three albums. I know that Apache was kind of a big hit. Or it was a hit. An Eighth Wonder.
I know it wasn't Apache because they didn't do the Apache move.
I'm going to play Eighth Wonder after this.
Hey.
y'all haven't mentioned Eighth Wonder by the Sugar Hill Gang. Okay. That's the third song.
Okay, hold on. That's what I was just getting to that.
I couldn't dial fast enough. I had to Google the number first. You guys are great.
Thank you. What's your name?
My name is Dana.
Thank you, Dana. You call
this
anytime,
is the song
Dana.
That came
okay,
out
thank
here.
You. This is right here.
Yes, this is this
your
song.
Hands, everybody.
Yes.
I remember this song.
And a guy with a cane doing, you know, he's doing like the Hockey Brother thing. Your
hands. Well, if you're feeling all right and you think
this
you're
is it, yeah.
about that, let me know. Let everybody in the place with us. Screaming out and say, no.
Oh, yes, this is it.
All right. The mystery is solved. Hey, caller, what's up? Did you call to give us the eighth wonder? You there?
No, Skipper's.
Oh,
Skipper's Smokehouse.
Skipper's Smokehouse.
Wait, Skipper's Smokehouse was not Jamaican?
What was it?
It was like an island, hey, seafood place. I'm telling you what it was. I went to go to Skipper's all the time.
They play Jamaican songs, records all the time, right?
They played all kinds of music.
Yeah.
And they had concerts there called Estro Fest where it was nothing but females playing.
It was not a Jamaican spot, Spike. Not in any way, shape, or form.
Every time I've gone, they've always had a reggae band there.
Well, yeah.
Tons
but a
of
lot,
times.
They
and,
also
and,
had
and,
rock
and,
bands
and,
there.
And they had blues bands.
And lesbian bands there.
I don't remember none of that.
I don't mean it's a lesbian bar.
Hey, is Skipper still open? They opened and they closed and reopened.
No, they closed and reopened. I think they switched management.
I think it's under new ownership. Yeah. I think the menu's changed a bit, but it's still an icon of Tampa.
Yeah, and never has anyone ever called to the Jamaican restaurant.
Or the Jerk Hood.
Hi. Thank Good
you.
Night, boys.
Thanks.
Thank you, friend.
Skipper Smokehouse. Good Lord. Hey, turn your radio down. What's up?
I think you may have already said it. Skipper Smokehouse?
Yes, and you know Skipper Smokehouse, right?
Of course.
Has it ever been referred to as a Jamaican restaurant?
Please.
No.
Thank you.
It's a seafood joint.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly what I said, Spike. It was a seafood joint.
No, you said Jerk Hood.
I was trying to think of a name of a Jamaican restaurant. The name of the Jamaican restaurant that used to be on corners around the Bay Area was the Jerk Hood.
It never been in the area we were talking about.
Hey, what's up?
Never has anyone ever called
me. Turn it down.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air song.
They didn't do the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air song.
Not that one. The Carlson song.
The sugar,
he's behind. He's late.
Yeah, the Sugar Hill Gang did the Carlton song,
right? Yeah.
Oh, let me look it up. I'm not saying you're wrong. But
that's the one with dun dun dun. That's he talking about Apache.
Oh, talking about Apache. Okay. All right, I got you. All right. We'll be back. We are late. And
Skipper's
Spike
is a jerk. It's Jamaican
not.
Rush.
Skipper's is a seafood joint, Spike. Yeah. It was never a.
It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone.